الحب حياكم وشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى. السلام عليكم. All this time we were thinking of all the women in our lives to find the perfect woman of wonder. We had our sister right in front of us, but failed to realize she qualifies as a woman, not a teenager anymore due to her physical structure being tiny and her development being slow. We are writing this on behalf of our middle sister. Apart from her modesty, she is unable to write this herself, as Allah has blessed her with the trials and tribulations of this world. And we hope that her extensive sacrifices will earn her great rewards in the hereafter, inshallah. Always willing to go an extra mile, her name is Zahira. She is 24 years of age, alhamdulillah. When Zahira was 2 years old, our parents realized she was not developing as a normal child her age would. Zahira had no speech at the age of 2 years. So began Zahira's journey of life, doctor after doctor, to find out what the problem was. Zahira is terrified of needles after having so many inserted in her throat when all these tests were being conducted. It was sad to see how afraid she was of going to the doctor or dentist. At the age of 5 years, she began talking unclearly, but shukr to Allah, with time the clarity of her speech had improved. Zahira is a special child, as our Indian community would say it. Zahira was placed in a special class at Harmony Primary. She then attended a special school in Winchester Hills and had to travel every day, leaving home at 6 a.m. and returning in the afternoon, which was very stressful for the family. Thereafter, she would go to Madrasa walking, as classes were given at a neighbor's house, where less than 5 children who attended, and therefore she received individual attention and performed top in her imtihan as exams were conducted verbally. Zahira is now out of school for 6 years. She has completed a decoupage course with the assistance of my elder sister. Even though she has a mental disability, we are proud to say that she performs all 5 salahs as well as reads Quran at least twice a day to the best of her ability, even though she has very poor eyesight in her one eye and almost has no sight in the other. May Allah restore and reinstate her current strength of vision. We don't have a helper, so Zahira has made it her responsibility to help mum with all the house chores. She accompanies mum everywhere and enjoys attending the weekly talib and tafsir classes. Today we write this tribute to tell Zahira how much we love and appreciate her. She does everything for us and never expects anything in return. Zahira is ever so helpful and loves children. She has a big heart and always puts others before her. She loves Radio Islam, with her favorite being the Nazm Hour. She loves reading even though she can't read as a normal being would at the age of 24. She is an inspiration and strives to be independent. May Allah accept her and grant her the best possible tafsir with a suitable spouse, inshallah. Not forgetting mum and dad who had all the sleepless nights. May Allah Ta'ala grant them high stages in Jannah, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
خبريني كيف تجرين لضمي كلما نديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and السلام عليكم. Wow, have you an angel in your home? Well, we do, in the form of my wonderful aunt, Fatima bint Yusuf. She is the youngest of 4 siblings. At the tender age of 15, returning home from school one afternoon, finding her loving mother murdered, was most devastating for her. Living with her father and sister, going to madrasa and carrying out the household chores that a mother would do is not easy for a 15-year-old. Alhamdulillah, at the age of 20, she married my uncle. A few months after marriage, her sister was involved in a major car accident. Being hospitalized for months and loss of memory was the result of this accident. Another traumatic setback in her life was when she received the news that her sister, whom she had tenderly cared for, had gone missing. It has been 13 long and anxious years to this day, with still no news of her lost sister. Coping with life's challenges as a wife, daughter-in-law, not knowing where her sister is or whether she will ever see her again, being without a mother and receiving news that she herself will not be able to have children of her own was indeed very traumatic. About 5 years ago, at the age of 27, Ella tested her sabr once again. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. This is a nervous system disease that affects one's brain and spinal cord. It causes your bones to weaken and deteriorate over time. There is no cure for MS. Long-term damage is one becomes paralyzed, bedridden or wheelchair-bound. There's days when she is so weak that she cannot get out of bed. As she walks, her legs buckle and lock and she collapses to the ground, sometimes in the bathroom, unable to move. She needs aid all the time or a walker for support, but alas, Fatima bint Yusuf is truly a gem. This is where she is totally dependent on my uncle. May Allah reward him for patiently standing by her and supporting her all the time. There is never a day that she will not give you her lovely smile. If ever you ask, how are you feeling today? Her reply will be the same, Alhamdulillah. Never a day will she complain or moan of her illness. Being married for 13 years, so having accepted the fact that Allah has willed it such that she will have no children of her own, she considers my siblings, cousins and I as her very own. Despite the fact that she being weak or unable to walk sometimes, she will go the extra mile to prepare our favorite dish. She waits for when we would come over and spend time with her. She has the personality of a true gem. Those of you that know her will really understand what I mean. Even with her ill health, she will often do chores without even being asked to do them. She needs constant medication and has to inject herself every 48 hours, the side effects being a severe fever that lasts for hours. Yet, she puts all her tragedy and illness aside, sees to the needs of her in-laws, the needs of a loving and caring husband, together with being the wife of an alim. She tries with much effort to accommodate his responsibilities with a smile. She carries her household chores with enthusiasm like any wife would do. Wow, what a woman! And a double wow, a woman of wonder. Sorry, Mami, you deserve a double wow. I make dua that Allah grant her complete shifa, as she's truly a mother to me. Jazakallah for all you do and all you have done for us all. At present, Fatima bint Yusuf is in Makkah Mukarramah for Ramadan Umrah. It was her heart's desire to undertake this journey. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A superwoman in every sense of the word, juggling the running of her home, assisting in the business, bringing up her three sons and doing each most impressively and effectively. To all that knew her, Hawa Bibi was everything a supermother and wife could be and more. A smart dresser, taking pride in her appearance and image, donning the most beautiful flowing robes whilst ensuring modesty and full hijab. Slim and trim, always watching her figure and looking her best. An excellent cook and talented baker, making the most exquisite and intricately decorated treats. A doting mother and an immaculate housekeeper, showering her boys with love, attention and the best of all she could give them. She was everywhere and doing everything all at once. Her calendar was filled with social engagements amidst friends, family, events and Dini programs. There was nothing she didn't do and no way she wasn't seen. Young, energetic, active and full of life. Then came the test from Allah. As Allah promises, be sure we will test you. A tragic car accident left her with severe injury to the cervical spine, resulting in paralysis. Unable to move and feel, this once active and independent woman, barely into her 30s, now totally reliant on assistance from others to do the most menial of tasks. Life as she knew it would never be the same again. Adapting to this new world, a world of hospital wards, physiotherapists, wheelchairs, helpers, bathing aids, being carried onto and out of bed and into and out of the car, unable to eat on her own or to turn from side to side at night. But Allah Ta'ala will not burden one with more than one can bear. Amidst tears, exhausting efforts, innumerable treatments, countless doctors and specialists, exercise regimens, remedies, diets and endless medication, her battle and determination never ends. To this day, some 8 years later, she fights on. Having regained minimal use of her left hand, she gets around on an electrical wheelchair, delegating to her helper, surfing the internet, counseling and advising others, supervising the running of her home, leading an otherwise full and fruitful life. She is always consulted for her valued ideas and offers the best advice on the latest trends, home decor, color scheming, what's in and what's not, what's cheap where, what looks good and where to get what. In spite of her disability, she projects more positivity and joy than many able-bodied persons, largely due to an incredible support system of friends and family. Her eagerness and enthusiasm to do as much as she is able to is an inspiration to all. In her life is a lesson we can all learn from. Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom knows what is best for us. We should accept His decision and move forward rather than look back and grieve over our losses. Life is full of challenges and each of us faces obstacles in our paths from day to day, whether physical, financial, social or otherwise. Let us look beyond this to the everlasting life. Personally, as Hawa Bibi's daughter-in-law, I was not privileged to have known her as a wonder that she was before, but I am honored to have witnessed the inspiration that she is today. The living example that life itself is a gift and making the most of each day, valuing those around us and focusing on our abilities rather than our disabilities. And above all, the embodiment of hope that one day she will walk again, if not in this temporal world, then definitely in the eternal Akhirah, inshallah. والسلام عليكم. نصرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي